We've been looking at the bold statements of Jesus that he makes in John chapter 7. Today we will look at perhaps the boldest statements of all in this chapter. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38, here's what he says. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now remember, this takes place during a festival known as the Feast of Booths. And the Feast of Booths commemorated the time when the Israelites wandered in the wilderness and then were finally delivered into the Promised Land. One of the ceremonies that was observed during this feast was called the Water Ceremony. It commemorated how God had miraculously provided water for the people while they were in the desert wilderness. Water was absolutely essential in the wilderness. Water meant life, and God had miraculously produced water from the rocks. Well, the water ceremony took place each morning of the feast. So here's what it looked like each morning. The high priest would walk with all the other priests in procession behind him to a well. He would draw out some water from the well and then walk back in procession to the temple. And once the priest reached the inner courts, someone would blast the trumpets and the temple choir would sing songs from Psalm 115 through Psalm 118, depicting the greatness of God. And when the choir finished Psalm 118, all the men would raise a branch in his right hand and a piece of fruit in his left hand, a sign of the bountiful harvest, and they would all cry out, "Give thanks to the Lord." And the high priest would take the water and pour it out as a drink offering to the Lord. And in the Jewish mind, this reminded them of the Lord's provision of water while their ancestors were in the desert, and also of the outpouring of the Spirit that would come in the last days through the Messiah and flow over the whole earth. So the ceremony symbolized or pictured one main thing, deliverance unto life. It is in this setting that Jesus stood up and cried out. He is no longer sitting like a rabbi with his little band of followers. Rather, he stands up and cries out. He raises his voice for all to hear, and he boldly declares, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." What do we learn? That Jesus is emphatically stating that he is the fulfillment of the Feast of Booths. He is the Messiah who will bring in the outpouring of the Spirit over the whole earth. He is the life-giving resource for all who are thirsty. Now you have to do something with that. You're forced to do something with Jesus' claims. Who do you say that he is? Have you answered that question? Why is it necessary that you answer this question about this particular man? Why do we not do this with anyone else? Well, because no one else made the wild and bold statements that Jesus made about himself and then did even wilder acts to solidify the legitimacy of his words. And this is why we love and follow Jesus. No concern for entertaining the crowd. His only concern was with delivering to them truth and life concerning God the Father and himself. And here's how we live this out. We recognize that within this statement, Jesus gives a bold invitation. Jesus says to come and receive everlasting life. Have you come to him in repentance and faith to receive this life? To find out more about how this happens, visit us at lifeword.com. As you pray today, please remember Tracy Miller and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Kapari Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.